If you are caring for a looked-after child, or you are a professional new to the sector, the acronyms can feel endless. But the Personal Education Plan, PEP, is one of the most vital tools we have. In my years of experience, both living through the care system and working within it, I've seen PEP meetings treated as just another form to fill. That is a missed opportunity. A good PEP is a roadmap for a child's future. It ensures that the care system doesn't just look after a child, but actively champions their education. Here is everything you need to know about the PEP process, broken down simply for parents, carers, and social workers. Table of contents. 1. What is a personal education plan? 2. Why does a PEP meeting happen? 3. Who attends a PEP meeting? 4. How often do PEP meetings take place? 5. What do PEP meetings cover? 6. What should a PEP include? What is a personal education plan? A personal education plan, PEP, is a statutory document that describes how a looked-after child will be supported in their education. It acts as a living document that evolves as the child grows. It is part of the wider care plan. The PEP is not just a meeting, it is a record of the child's educational history, current progress, and future aspirations. It ensures that schools, social workers, and carers are all pulling in the same direction to help the child succeed. Why does a PEP meeting happen? The primary purpose of the PEP meeting is to close the attainment gap. We know that children in care often face disruptions to their learning. The PEP meeting happens to ensure educational stability, to minimize disruption if a child moves placements, funding allocation, to decide how the pupil premium plus, PP plus, funding will be spent to best support the child, accountability, to hold the school and local authority accountable for the child's progress. From a lived experience perspective, it also happens to give the child a voice. It is their chance, or their carer's chance, to say, "This is what I need to learn better." Who attends a PEP meeting? The meeting is a collaboration. While attendance can vary, the core team usually includes the designated teacher, DT, the teacher at the school specifically responsible for looked after children, the social worker, responsible for the child's overall care plan, the carer, foster carer or residential worker, the person who knows the child best day to day, the child or young person, depending on their age and emotional state, they should be encouraged to attend or have their views represented. Virtual school representative. A member of the local authority's virtual school team may attend to oversee quality and funding. How often do PEP meetings take place? Legally, a PEP must be reviewed once per term, 3 times a year. However, a meeting should also be triggered immediately if the child starts a new school, there is a significant change in the child's care placement, there are serious concerns about the child's progress or attendance. What do PEP meetings cover? The agenda should focus on the whole child, not just exam grades. A robust PEP meeting covers academic progress, current attainment levels in core subjects, maths, English, science, attendance and punctuality, identifying any barriers to getting to school, emotional and social well-being, how is the child settling in? Do they have friends? Are they being bullied? Special educational needs, SEN, reviewing any EHCP, education, health and care plan, support, aspirations, what does the child want to be? How do we get them there? What should a PEP include? For a PEP to be effective, it must be specific. In my experience, generic goals lead to generic outcomes. A high-quality PEP must include SMART targets, goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. E.g., improve reading age by 6 months by July, rather than read more, pupil premium plus, PP plus, spend. A clear breakdown of how this extra funding is being used. Is it for one-to-one tuition? Music lessons? Therapy? The child's voice. A recorded section stating exactly what the child feels about school, what they enjoy, and what they find hard. Catch-up strategies. If the child is behind, exactly what interventions are in place to help them catch up. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.